News, I'm Ben Thomas. It's Tuesday in the Middle East, and the United Arab Emirates has closed its airspace after its military reported incoming missile and drone threats from Iran. An Iranian drone attack Monday set a fuel tank ablaze at Dubai International Airport. President Trump talked about such attacks.
They weren't supposed to go after all these other countries in the Middle East. Those missiles were set to go after them. So they hit Qatar, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait. Nobody expected that. We were shocked.
He's now leaning on allies, as well as China, to send warships to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. Reporters asked if he discussed it with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah, I have spoken to him. He's been, on a scale of 0 to 10, I'd say he's been an 8. Not perfect, but it's France.
Are you confident?
We don't expect perfect.
In other news, Ed Donahue reports the Supreme Court will hear arguments over the Trump administration's push to end legal protections for migrants from Haiti and Syria.
The Trump administration is focusing on people fleeing war and natural disasters from countries around the world, including Haiti and Syria. The justices refused to immediately lift the protections, allowing hundreds of thousands of people to live and work in the country legally, at least for now. The government's position is the protections were meant to be temporary. The conservative majority court has sided with the Trump administration on the issue before and allowed the end of temporary legal status for a total of 600,000 people from Venezuela while lawsuits play out. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Federal judges blocked the government from cutting the number of vaccines recommended for every child, saying Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. likely violated federal procedures in his revamping of the Vaccine Advisory Committee. This is AP News. Perhaps the oldest known recording of a whale song. Sakamagani has the story.
Off the coast of Bermuda. A humpback whale singing in 1949. 20 years before the discovery of whale song. It was captured by scientists conducting acoustic experiments.
They had no idea what those recordings were of.
Peter Nyack at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution says they're important.
Not only allow us to follow the whale sounds, but they also tell us what the ocean soundscape was like in the late 1940s.
When the ocean was much quieter than today. Nyack says the recordings can help scientists better understand how new human-made sounds affect whale communication. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.